Hello and welcome to my podcast, Conversations with Cornelius, where I, Cornelius Patrick O'Sullivan, discuss, chat and hypothesize on all things from fatherhood, marriage, comedy and everything else in between. From time to time, there will be special guests, but mostly it's going to be me and some regular contributors, including my main squeeze, Noelle Patricia O'Sullivan, a.k.a. The Wife. So sit back, relax and enjoy Conversations with Cornelius! Hello everyone, Cornelius here. Hi, I hope you're well on this lovely bank holiday Monday, April 1st, the 1st of April. Normally I don't bring out podcasts on bank holiday Mondays. The reason being, I kind of feel that people aren't listening to podcasts that much on bank holiday Mondays because they're busy with their families or they're up a mountain on a hike, or they're in a pub having a pint, or they're watching a movie with their family, or they're going hand in hand with their partner as they walk up the main street of a city and look in the window at shops and kind of go, oh, I'd love to buy that bracelet. But anyway, I am also going to be doing something. I'm going to be heading off there now shortly. I'm going up to Cork, up to play FIFA with my friends Tig, Dom and Sully. And I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a great bank holiday Monday for me. But nonetheless, I am now going to start releasing random patron episodes on bank holidays. So I've only decided that over the weekend. So there's over 100 patron episodes on my paywall. They call it a paywall. €5 a month, less than the price of a pint, and you can get in there and listen to them all. But if you'd like to have your taste whetted with a H, I'm going to put one up today. I'm going to put up a Patreon episode today, and just to kind of give you a feel for what the regular podcast nation, the podcast Patreon players listen to, and yeah, maybe we might entice one or two of you to come on over and join the crew that is growing very, very rapidly. So anyway, sit back, relax, and enjoy this extra bonus episode just for your ocular cavities. Hi guys, welcome to the Patreon. My name is Cornelius and this is Noel. We've literally just finished doing a full our full podcast, and we've got so much to do, but we wanted to come on and give you a Patreon.
Yeah, we want to give you a small Patreon. I would recommend that if you haven't listened to this week's
if you're just coming in to listen podcast, to this now, listen to the main one
podcast
first.
Yeah, we didn't talk about anything major, but I think our energy was very high in that, was great in that one. Yeah. And we've gone straight into this one. So here we are now, Cornelius.
And you're apologising for the low energy, is it?
Well, I'm just saying that I think we need to, there's a, like you, as you said, the last one was like a therapy session.
It was like a therapy session.
So,
yeah. And not the band therapy from the
Newry
County Down. I think they're County Down. Harry Hussey will know. Harry's a patron. He is an encyclopedia. He's got an
encyclopedia. Of music. Oh my God.
Music. So Harry, therapy. I think they're from County Down. Please. Don't Google it. If you know, let me know straight away. I'll tell you what we're going to do today, guys, on trending topics, or we're on the Patreon, is we're actually just going to play trending topics with Cornelius Patrick O'Sullivan.
Where are we?
And Noel Patricia O'Sullivan too.
I actually changed, did I tell you that? I changed my name on Instagram to O'Sull.
Yeah.
Noel O'Sull. I'm no longer Noel Murph. When you were F.
And you used to be Murph in work because Murphy. That's how they knew you and stuff like that. So, yeah,
well, I was Noel Murphy, now. Like, in work, my work. Professional capacity. I never changed my name.
And if you went back to work now, would you be Murphy or would you be O'Sullivan? Because you've had the break now, you could go back as O'Sullivan.
I could go back, yeah.
Yeah.
Could go back and change.
Do you know the way some people don't like that tradition? Nowadays, they're like, for example, my son now, Dylan, right, is Dylan O'Sullivan McCarthy, right? Mm. But he just uses McCarthy, and that's fine. I mean, like, whatever, Dylan. But he just used McCarthy from a short point of view. But there are people out there who go around going, they were christened and they're both parents' surname on the birth cert. And they're like, Alan Murphy Toomey. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah. Double barrel names.
Double barrel names, because the mam didn't take this the name when they got married, or if they didn't get married, or they just put the two names on the birth cert or whatever. You took my surname when we got married. I really didn't think that I would give a shit. But when you said you were going to do it, I remember thinking to my... I really, honestly, never thought I would care.
Yeah, this is a fact now.
I actually never thought I would care. And then when you said I'm going to take O'Sullivan, there was a part of me that just went, oh, that's beautiful. That's great now.
Well,
I'm really happy that she decided to do that.
Now, my bank account is still in Murphy. Like, I suppose I've taken your name on Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, like...
Instagram now, 10 years on.
If you were introduced... I put you this way, so Noel, right? If you meet someone in Mallow, right?
Oh, I'm Noel O'Sullivan.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Obviously, you've got the legacy of Murphy, which, you know, that's why I said to you...
I just haven't changed it. And the reason I haven't changed some stuff is because my marriage cert is in Italian. And to change, I need to get it changed into English before you can use it as a marriage cert for certain things.
Do you remember that day?
The day we got married, when we didn't realise you were getting married. 3 days before the 2 days before the wedding. I do.
Oh, for fuck's sake. We were like...
And we were like, it was a hassle.
Everyone's coming in. I didn't know we were getting...
Neither did I.
We rocked in and they were like, yeah, we're getting... Come on in here. We have to witness.
Sign the forms.
Yeah. We were like, what's happening here? You are getting married.
We were like, do we have to meet Raffi today, the wedding planner? Like, the people were hanging out and we had to go off and do wedding business. The whole reason everyone was in Italy.
We'll have to do a podcast on the wedding, though.
We have done, I presume.
I think we could go into it a little bit more deeper, definitely.
We should ask our patrons what would they like us to discuss.
That's actually true.
Because
we have a lot of new patrons there as well at the moment. Katie from all the way over in the States.
Dominic.
Dominic, who we met down in Killavullen there a few weeks, or only last weekend. And Laura's in there now as well, and Debbie from Texas as well. So you're all new there now in the last 3 or 4 weeks, lads. What would you like us to
talk
about?
Ask, and we should ask you the longer standing patrons.
Let's
because
put it out to you all, lads.
Maybe there's topics that I don't know what we've talked about over time, really. Maybe we should have a look back. But
we should. But I think that would be an interesting one to talk about, because I think that was.
10 years. We'll talk about it in September.
Oh, that's 10 years what we'll
on.
Do. Exactly.
10 years on.
So this morning we're going to play Trending Topics with Cornelius Patrick O'Sullivan. I'm just having a quick look here now. And number 3, Simon Harris is trending.
Oh, is he? Is he going to be the next?
He's going to be, well, he's teacher? They've all stepped aside in Fine Gael. Right, so guys, you all know, well, most of you know this.
It's getting a bit political now. I won't be able to first go on.
Well, what's after happening in Ireland is our Taoiseach, our president, our fucking prime minister, our head of state has stepped aside. And the government that he's leading is failing in the country massively. And he has stepped aside for what he has cited several different reasons, but been quite vague. And he has been, in my opinion, a failure. But all the party members, senior party members in his government, in his party, in Fine Gael, are all shying away from, because it's a poison chalice, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're not the popular party. Sinn Féin are the popular party. They've had to come together with a coalition against their second worst enemy, Fianna Fáil, who are basically just a different colour, a different shade of green to them, and the Green Party to form a government so that Sinn Féin wouldn't get in, even though Sinn Féin should have got in because they're the popular party. They were voted by the people.
They
had more votes. And it should be just who the people vote, whatever party is not. You shouldn't be able to do these little coalitions, I think, anyway. But this is what it is. Anyway, Leo Varadkar has stepped aside, and Simon Harris, who I kind of have a bit of an affinity towards, of all the snakes in the snake bit.
So do I, actually.
He's the one that I don't mind the most, you know. He's about my height.
I just have to pop away there for 1 second.
What are you doing?
Just have to turn off the dryer.
The dryer is on here. We're going to Kerry. Well, the lads are going to Kerry. and Noel's getting clothes drying and fucking... Close that door there, Noel, as well. Close that door. I know, but sure, I hate an old door being open. Lads, what do you like? Do you like a door open or not? Let me know in the comments.
That was very important. I had to do that because I'll tell you why I had to do that now. Because there was just clothes that had been on the clothes rail that were just needed a final dry, and there was stuff in there that really shouldn't be in the dryer. Does that make sense?
Oh, lads, you're getting...
So they were just getting a final touch. But if they got too much of a touch, they'd be like a little fucking virgin and would have shrunk away.
Oh, lads, you're getting the best of fucking content here this morning in the kitchen.
Well, you're getting the real life content
this
today.
Is this the hub? Is this the real life? Yeah, it is.
Is this just fantasy?
Caught in a landslide.
No escape from reality.
Open your mind. I don't know.
No, because you see, today is just such a busy day with heading off. There's a lot going on. As Connie said to me this morning, are you a bit high?
Mm.
And I am.
Yeah, and not high from any type of a narcotic, lads. My wife doesn't actually partake in any bit of narcotics at all.
Only the odd.
She'd have the odd bit of marijuana every now and then, but it's
very, very rare.
And it's always during fucking where we're away. Do you know what I mean? Like, do you know what I mean? If it's an old holiday or something like that.
Yeah.
And anyway, it's very rare. But what I'm trying to say to you is she's high on life. High on life. We're going to play Trending Topping.
We did. We started. We're in the middle of them. Simon Harris.
Oh, Simon Harris. Yeah, yeah. No, I, on the other hand, am high. A little high. I had a little cake. I had a little cake about an hour ago. So, Trending Topic. Simon Harris to discuss.
So you, I interrupted your story. So he is not a story that telling the point.
So basically, So all the Fine Gaelers, the senior politicians, are distancing themselves from stepping forward to take over the party,
right,
and accept him.
And
so
he's
pretty much unanimously going to be in there. So
is he Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael?
He's Fine Gael, right?
And same party. Yeah.
So he's basically going to be the leader of the party, and by proxy, then the Taoiseach of the country, and an unelected. It's House of Cards,
again,
like
he's another game again, though. Because Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin, they weren't voted either.
No.
And they were Taoiseach.
They're basically
joint Taoiseach.
Sure, Leo Varadkar barely even got in as a TD in his constituency. But this will just tell you how murky the game of politics is.
Yeah.
You know, it is. There's just little fucking. Did you ever watch that show Game of Cards or House of Cards? What a show! Kevin Spacey is cancelled now, lads. Right, and rightly so. Okay, but he's a fucking. He was a fine actor in his day. Back in his day, now he knew how to fucking act. He was a fucking deadly man for the fun.
Thank God he wasn't cancelled before that show started.
Well, yeah, and I don't have any guilt going back watching stuff like that. They say you shouldn't be watching stuff like that, but I just like, you know, if you're going to be punishing all the great artists of the past for stuff that they did, people wouldn't fucking like listen to David Bowie music. He went out with I think he had a girlfriend at one stage who was 13, like, you know. So anyway, Bowie
fans. You
can't
really condone any of that.
No, you can't, but like, I'm just saying, would you listen to a David Bowie song, though?
I don't really know any of them.
Will we Google David Bowie songs?
But yeah, so back to the thing. So who you said, what's his name?
Harris.
Simon Harris is most likely good. Now, I do have that's what you said, you have a bit of a soft spot for Simon Harris. I have a little bit of a soft spot for Simon Harris.
Tell me more about your soft spot for Simon Harris.
But I don't really know anything about politics, and he probably was involved in all the scandals, but I thought he was very good around the time of the abortion, getting that in. He was for the abortion. I don't know what he was around the mother and daughter homes, though. Did he have any scandal around that? Or was... No, around the cervical checks. Was he anywhere involved in that?
I don't know.
I like that his brother is autistic and very high up in the As I Am corporation. Now, are they good? Are they bad? I don't know. So...
Like, this is the thing, right? I am so skeptical of everybody now in that fucking world.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
looks good. Now, I would say, look, his brother has autism. I'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
And like, he is, you know...
And he did brought in that bill recently that spoke about here.
And I do remember during COVID, like, I felt he was always genuine. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I always thought there was a little edge to Leo. There was a little party playing. But I always thought, I like, because I think power corrupts, right? That's the old saying, power corrupts. And you, when you become a politician, you might end up doing something that you thought you'd never, ever
do
get something else through that you wanted to get through.
You know? That might be still good.
That is really, like, for example, he might want to do something for, you know, autism. But some fella goes, I'll open that door there now. That'll make that autism thing go through. If you get put planning here and suck this as well. Give this a suck. You know? So, but that's it. Like, and like, I mean, game of fucking, or House of Cards, lads. What a show. David Bowie, Noel. We could be heroes just for one day. You know that song? Or Under Pressure.
Oh, yeah. You know that one.
Let's dance.
Oh, yeah.
Put on your red shoes and dance tonight away. They're like, he's got so
very
many.
Very good. Next trending topic. So currently is Patrick.
Okay, let me get back onto Twitter there. So, you like to see you know anybody? Boycott Nike. What's that about?
Oh.
Hashtag boycott Nike.
I always, no matter how many times we do trending topics, I always am like, what's that about?
Followed by a pure Kerry. I'd love to
get. Yeah, but I wish you knew what they were. I keep saying this. I wish you knew why. It's like, why is boycott Nike? I presume it's to do with Palestine, is it?
Let's see how many likes. Yeah, the new Palestine flag can get. They're trying to change them Palestine. Oh, yeah. That's just the UK being like right-wing wankers. The boycott night hashtag really brings out the homophobic, racist people on this platform. I, for one, would like, fuck Nike. I don't know, babe. It doesn't, like, is it just, like, does, and it's vague enough here now. Fans, hope the fans sing, this is the England flag, fuck off Nike, at the next two games with the flag being waved in the corner of every ground. Are they sponsoring England or something like that? Like,
well,
what? Like,
that doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
Maybe some listener might tell us.
What's your opinion with Nike? It's not a Union Jack unless it is flown at sea. It's the Union flag has nothing to do with the flag of England. It's an art exhibition. I'd say there's they're trying to put Nike onto the fucking England flag or something like that.
Oh.
Leave our flag alone. Ex-FA boss and England stars round on woke Nike who face boycott for replacing red and white St. George's flag with a rainbow-coloured abomination.
Is it on? Did Nike sponsor the English jersey or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I suppose this is really a good example of your point. Of like knowing what the fucking hashtag
that
is.
That could be very interesting. Normally we do get to the bottom of what it is faster than this. But because I like Nike clothes, I was only thinking I bought some gear off a not reputable and a desperate place and I'm never buying from them again.
Why?
Sheen.
Well, Nike, I don't know. Nike aren't perfect either. They had sweatshops in fucking, you know, I don't know if they have them now, but they had like sweatshops in Southeast Asia.
Yeah,
like.
But that was before it was known. That was back
That's when they were getting away with it, yeah.
Yeah.
Before, they'd be, do you think if they didn't get caught that they wouldn't be still doing it?
But
you know?
The majority of places, if they didn't get, like, nobody really, they don't really care. They're all global corporations.
Generally, in the higher you go up, yeah, the less consideration for human beings
but,
is given.
But the thing is, the clothes I got from that the Sheen, they're desperate anyway. Like their quality is they've gone. Like even the sportswear now, even though it's only been worn once, twice, is gone. And
Mary, my sister, used to say to my mother growing up, Nike or nothing.
Yeah.
And my mother would be like, bring home two or three little things. Do you remember you could go to the shop and you could bring home stuff?
Yeah.
Try that on there now, Mary. Try that on. Oh, that's lovely on you, Mary. No, I'm not trying it on. No, Nike or nothing. Nike or nothing. If I'd said that to my mother, it's the thing, like Mary was the second youngest or the third youngest. You know, there was three had come before her. She was at that
second
stage.
Family.
Yeah,
she was like me. I was the second family.
Yeah, second family and head of the second family, getting everything and cleaning as well. They all got it, whatever they fucking wanted. Cocoa Pops on a fucking Tuesday, like who had Cocoa Pops on a Tuesday, lads?
Me.
Jesus Christ,
me.
You had them. You had them on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Signs of it.
We used to get Cocoa Pops, maybe, and I'm not even. I might be underestimating here. We maybe got a box of Cocoa Pops. Once a month, but not until I was about 10 or 11. before that, they weren't on the scene at all.
But there was no alternatives either, though. Like, you couldn't get...
Frosties, Ricicles.
No, but you couldn't get, like Cocoa Bops now, like you can get. Like, the alternatives, like...
But they wouldn't have been very... They weren't very expensive, but they probably were a little bit more... They were probably more expensive, all right, and mams would be less... And they also, back then as well, you just were told no. Mm-hmm. Just told no, like, no, you're not getting that. No.
Yeah.
And you just had to go, you probably gave out shit about it, like, but you just got on with it. But
I was thinking about, now that you say about no there, you know, this is, I think we'll forget about trending topics there, Con.
Well, this is brought up, this came into it now from Nightclack. Do you know what I mean? It sparks different conversation.
The Harvey's meeting yesterday, you know.
Yeah.
And he...
Well, you'll have to explain now.
So Harvey I had Harvey's meeting yesterday with his special education team teacher. And I must say, I'm so happy with his school. We're absolutely, I've always said it here, we're truly blessed, like, with how things fell into place and that school. Because talking to his teacher yesterday, he gets one-to-one tuition every day. I knew this anyway, but he gets one-to-one tuition every day, once for literacy and for maths, and like he's got his own SNA, and we never had to fight for anything. This is all given to us. Like, there's no ringing the school looking for a meeting. They're always really on the ball and fast, and you know, they're three times a year, the meetings that you're meant to have, they organize them. There's no trying to, you know.
This is a small country school. Like, I mean, it's incredible. Like, but it really so is incredible.
When we met them in October, when I met them in October, I was like, we're doing an hour homework, three sessions, you know, 20 minutes each session. Harvey's getting frustrated. They were like, yeah, you know, that's way too much. Let's pull it back from him for a bit and let's just focus on his literacy in school and at home. And if he reads some bit of a book or he does whatever, that's what we'll, you know, let's just get him into reading. And then I met them yesterday and they're like, right, we kind of think we need to kind of be a bit stricter on Harv. He's starting to learn. Like, he turns to his SNA and goes like, let's just go for a movement break, will we? Like, and it's like, let's get the fuck out of here. I've enough of this shit. Like, let's get out of here.
Harv is very streetwise in certain situations, you know.
Yeah.
And then very absolute fucking
innocent
in other situations. But as I said to you yesterday, and I think you're on the same, we're on the same page, which is great. Is if he needs to be pushed, great, no problem, you know. Mm. But like, the most important thing for us is that he's mental and physical health.
Yes.
So if he's being pushed and he pushes back, and you know, there might be a bit of pushback at the start that you have to put them through a bit of, you know, uneasiness.
The change, because it will be a bit of a change to him, because he's had a great time of it now.
Yeah.
The last while, and it's about to get a little bit stricter with him, and a small bit. And I do actually trust his special ed teachers and his SNA that he has at the moment, that they know. I've seen his SNA with him, you know, at school concerts and things like that, and she knows him as much as I do in these situations, how to talk to him, how to help him, and she knows him and what he's capable of when it comes to schoolwork, as if not more than me. She's there with him all day, knowing when he's tired and not. But I got a little moment. I know you were a bit...
I did. Go on.
A bit sad about...
I was told some more yesterday, like,
about him. But I just thought then, I was like, oh, I hope, like, you know, his world won't change when he goes back after Easter, that it'll be all really tough. Do you know? But like, I don't think it will, because they're like, what they're talking about doing is going, no, Harvey, yeah, we'll go for a move and break. Just do two more lines here.
Yeah.
Like, that's what the difference is. It's rather than going, okay, we'll go now. Yeah, you want a movement break? Let's go. It's more, do two lines and we'll do within, like,
yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah, they're not going to be putting him down a coal mine, like.
No, do you know and what I mean? It's not that he won't get movement breaks. Yeah. It's just a little bit more of
a little bit a more, carrot. And there
and
needs
he
to
needs
be
a carrot anyway.
Well, there needs to be if he like he needs to know or he needs you need to learn as well, right? I mean, I'm all about like getting hugs and kisses and I love you and I'm so happy you're my son and let's do. You know, I'm all about that. You know, filling their glass, parenting. Making them solid, ground them, get good roots in here that they feel safe and happy and when they're at home with their mammy and daddy and their mammy and daddy love them no matter what I've done and I can tell them and they'll be cross but they'll fucking be on my side. Yeah. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think you can do that till the cows come home but they have to understand that the world is a different kettle of fish. Do you know what I mean? Mammy and daddy aren't going to be around all the time but you can go back to them if things get a bit rocky at sea. Just fucking sail back into the port of home and everything will be fine. But outside can be choppy. And I think it's important that we don't shy away from giving Harvey those types of experiences. Like,
yeah.
You know.
But now, like, and I will closely monitor it. Like, I'll have to really, I want to be more in contact, like, with his special ed teachers. To make sure that, like, I have to be very observant of him now that it's not impact, like Dave said, it's not going to be much of a change. And I don't think it is going to be much of a change, but it's like, you still be a little bit nervous that, even though I was actually so ready for it to happen because I was only thinking, like, last week doing his homework, I was like, this fella, he's not even paying attention to what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Like, because we cut it down and he wants to do he always wants to do less than he has to do. So yeah. No matter how much he wants to do,
He wants to do less. Yeah, like he's a desperate bargainer no matter what. Like, you know.
So if you wanted to give him 20...
You've got 5 more minutes. 25, Dad. No, you've got 5. 25, Dad. Look, 10. 25. You've got 10 minutes now, Harvey. That's it. 22. And like, he won't budge then off 22. That'll be it. He's done his thing. But
yeah, yeah, yeah. Or if you tell him to do 5 things, then he'll say, I'll do, maybe, can we just stop at 3?
Yeah.
Like, but if you told him to do 10, he'd say, can we stop at 5?
Yeah.
So it's like, he always wants to get less than what he has
to
do.
And if he feels that he's getting up on the deal, he'll drive at it.
Yeah, and
the
other concentrate.
Side is, and another thing as well that he's great at, right? If he does something, particularly if you're reading something or if something needs to be memorized, he just, once he takes it in, it's in forever. It's like what he's weak at is handwriting now, for example. And you know.
Well, do you know what she actually said? I never said this to you. Do you know, so they do the sounds and the words and whatever. And what they noticed was, and I don't know, maybe you would know, some of Patreon might know this, but he might know a word today, right? And you kind of have to know it like consecutively, maybe 3 days. And then it's kind of like, right, he's learned that word down.
Yeah.
That could go into the bank, right, of words that he knows.
Yeah.
But you might come back in 2 days' time and he doesn't know it again. Which isn't like what we would think about Harvey either. But then it's like, is it when he comes back that he's not trying at all? Is it back to the concentration thing?
But then I sat here with him on St. Patrick's morning for an hour and a half in the kitchen. And he was giving me his top 10 villains of all time. And he was breaking down how many movies they were in, who was playing the lead actor, what year the movie came out.
Mm.
Do you know? So it's, and all this information is all correct as well. Remember here, he was like, what's your favorite production company? He said to me.
Yeah.
And then he was like, what's your favorite movie franchise from the Adder production company? I was like, I had to Google it. And it was an actual thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And they had written loads of franchises.
But that again is it the concentration? Because
I
he's
think
concentrated and
it's very
autistic.
If you Google like traits of autism, they're very intelligent on specific subjects, like very knowledgeable. That stuff that they're like that
interested
like,
in.
Like if Harvey's interested in something, oh my God, does it consume him? Oh my God, does he know everything? All the fine minutiae of that topic. But like, he can give a fuck about baking.
Yeah,
do you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So he knows nothing about baking.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And doesn't, and in fact, would be kind of, you know, completely ambivalent to it. Whereas a neurotypical child might know something about both things.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And
yeah.
Might be able to get away
so
with.
So it's the concentration going to what he's
interested
in.
That's what I think. But listen, that was hashtag boycott night and boycott night. So it does work. We have to, in the tradition of all things trending topics with Cornelius Patrick O'Sullivan.
We have to do three. One more so. Because I have a rake of stuff to do, Cornelius.
Hashtag World Poetry Day.
Oh, Jesus.
On my birthday as well.
Today. Today World Poetry Day.
Saying it here now. Hashtag World Poetry Day. A poem occurs at the point where an anxiety collides with an accumulation of technique.
Oh, that kind of sums you up.
All right. Okay. And happy birthday to you too.
As the poet in the house.
I absolutely love poetry. The invisible force of tenderness, cherry blossoms. I'm trying to see what is this World Poetry Day, but it doesn't. Reading, there's a lot of, like I do poetry in my stand-up, right? But like, I love poetry. I was talking on my last podcast to Pete about a teacher that an English teacher in Coleman's.
Oh, yeah.
Got me interested in English when I wasn't interested in anything. Like, got my whatever brain I have to focus in on language and find joy in poetry. And to this day, I have soundings inside the office, and I'll read a poem, and I'll especially, like, you know, at certain times of the year. Like, I love autumn now, and I really love the Irish poets, Kavanagh and Yeats. But anyway. There is an arty, farty element to poetry, though, that I think is fucking hilarious. Like, if someone just says they're a poet, like, they're definitely wearing one of them scarves.
Yeah.
They have a hat all the time.
But do poets generally just be poets, or are they writers as well and novelists?
I don't know. You can probably be...
Seamus Heaney, like, one of them...
Seamus?
Like, did he do more than poems?
Seamus Heaney was a kind of a poet, I think, really, wasn't he? Did he write a book? I don't know. We'll fucking have a look. We'll use him now as our example. I'm just trying to think. I suppose you'd be kind of known as a poet, though, wouldn't you? You'd be kind of known as a playwright. You'd be known as a comedian. You'd be known as a poet, a singer, you know. But
I'd say he's a playwright as well, though. There has been plays.
Seamus Heaney. I don't think so. I think he was a poet. I don't think he did any plays, but I'm not sure. So here he is. Right. According to Wikipedia, Seamus Justin Heaney, born 1939 and he died in 2013, was an Irish poet.
No.
Playwright. Oh. And if you get this right, they have him down as three things here, right? I will give you...
an extra 100 euro from Mahalda's to carry.
I'll give you 100 euros extra spending money.
I don't know.
Now you're like, you really want to win it. Like. Yeah, there's no way, I don't think anyone's good. Like, he's an Irish poet, playwright, and I'll give you three guesses and just you can get them all wrong. It makes no difference.
Writer.
I'll give you that 100 anyway because I love you.
Writer.
No.
I don't know.
Translator. Exactly that. He's a translator. Why isn't he known as... No, do you know Seamus Heaney? No, I don't know. No, the famous Irish poet. No. You definitely read his plays. No. You know the famous Irish translator. Oh, Seamus Heaney, the translator. The translator, Seamus Heaney. he received a Nobel Peace Prize for Literature. Wow, in 1995. Among his best known works is Death of a Naturalist, his first major published volume. So that's a volume of poetry. It's Death of a Naturalist.
That was the one I did. I did one in my junior cert about the brother dying.
Oh.
The temple.
Oh my God. Is that Seamus Heaney? I sat all morning in college sick bay, counting bells, knelling classes to a close. At 2 o'clock, my neighbours drove me home.
Oh my God,
And Big Jim Evans said it was a hard blow. And another line that kills me in that poem, a 4 foot box. A foot
for every year. Oh, I'd say if you read that now, you'd be crying.
Yeah, that's. Did he write that? That's a gorgeous poem. Heaney was from Cardistan in Tunbridge, Northern Ireland. He moved to Blania.
Sorry, I missed that.
publications, Death of a Naturalist.
What was the name of it?
What's the name of that? Midterm Break.
Midterm Break, yeah.
Midterm Break. Do you know what now? We'll... midterm break. We'll finish off the old patron episode on midterm break.
On midterm break, yeah. One of the saddest poems on the planet. Okay. Yeah,
but it's also gorgeous. And this is dedicated to all the poor, human souls that are over in Palestine at the moment. And, I think we should all be out there fucking supporting them in any way we can. So this is, I'm going to read this on my birthday for these guys. Midterm Break by Seamus Heaney. I sat all morning in college sick bay, counting bells, knelling classes to a close. At 2 o'clock, our neighbours drove me home. In the porch, I met my father crying. He had always taken funerals in his stride, and Big Jim Evans saying it was a hard blow. The baby cooed and laughed and rocked the pram when I came in, and I was embarrassed by old men standing up to shake my hand and tell me that they were sorry for my trouble. Whispers informed strangers I was the eldest, away at school as my mother held my hand in hers and coughed out angry, tearless sighs. At 10 o'clock, the ambulance arrived with the corpse, stanched and bandaged by the nurses. Next morning, I went up into the room. Snowdrops and candles suited the bedside. I saw him for the first time in 6 weeks. Paler now.
We're losing him.
Wearing a poppy bruise on his left temple, he lay in the 4 foot box as in his cot. No gaudy's cares. The bumper knocked him clear. A 4 foot box, a foot for every year. See you next week.